Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. New Zealand enjoyed one of their best days of test cricket in recent memory as they dominated the second day of the opening test against England in Dunedin. After the first day was washed out yesterday, they dismissed England for 167, with left-armers Bruce Martin and Neil Wagner taking four wickets and then closed on 131 without loss. Hamish Rutherford, like Martin, making his debut, was unbeaten on 78 and Peter Fulton had 46. Fast bowler Wagner had earlier taken 4 for 42, including the key wickets of Alistair Cook for 10 and Kevin Peterson without scoring, while spinner Martin returned 4 for 43. Indian opening batsman Virender Sehwag has been dropped ahead of the third and fourth tests against Australia in Mohali and Delhi. He's paid the penalty for a poor run of form both in this series and the final three matches against England. Since his 117 in the first test against England in Ahmedabad, Sehwag's highest score is 49. In the opening two tests of this series, both won by India, he's registered scores of 2, 19 and 6, and prior to Ahmedabad, his last century came against New Zealand in 2010. His omission means that one of Shikhar Dhawan or Ajinkya Rahane looks set to make their test debut when the third test gets underway in Mohali next week. Just to run you through the test squad, Mahendra Singh Dhoni the captain, Ravi Chandran Ashwin, Shikhar Dhawan, Ashok Dinda, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Harbhajan Singh, Ravindra Jadeja, Virat Kohli, Pragyan Ojha, Cheteshwar Pujara, Ajinkya Rahane, Ishant Sharma, Sachin Tendulkar and Murali Vijay. Sri Lanka women recorded a consolation victory in the fourth 2020 international against the West Indies in Colombo. With the series already won by the visitors, who won the opening three matches, Sri Lanka's bowlers combined to dismiss their opponents for just 101 and then knocked off the runs, not without a few alarms it has to be said, to win by four wickets. Stephanie Taylor top scored for the tourists with 40, but Shashikala Seravardhani took three wickets to put Sri Lanka on course for just their second victory against West Indies in 2020 cricket.